AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The CDC signing off on updated COVID booster shots for Moderna and Pfizer. They target the newest circulating strains.
It's to protect you from the serious consequences that this virus still can have.
CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen encouraging everyone over 6 months old to get the updated shot. Emergency workers uncovering more than 1,500 bodies in flooding wreckage in Derna, Libya. They fear the number of dead could surpass 5,000 people. House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark says House Speaker McCarthy ordering an impeachment inquiry into President Biden is giving in to the extreme wing of the Republican Party.
There is no agenda except chaos and division. They are only interested in advancing MAGA extremism.
Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt unveiled a proposal for a new $900 million downtown arena for the NBA's Thunder. This is ABC News. The FDA is warning the leading decongestant used in nasal medication doesn't actually work. The drug is called phenylephrine, and it's found in over-the-counter pill versions of Sudafed, DayQuil, and more. FDA says new studies show the pills are no better than a placebo in relieving congestion. One major publication is hiring a reporter to focus on just one entertainer. It's me.
Of course, it's Taylor Swift. USA Today hiring a dedicated Taylor Swift reporter to cover all of the Swift stories and Taylor tidbits. In their words, they want to capture the music and cultural impact of the singer, saying they want a journalist with a voice, but not a bias. So if you think Swift can do no wrong, the gig probably isn't for you. International travel required, as Swift is on the worldwide leg of her Eras tour, and no word how much the gig pays. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Police have arrested a Louisiana man they say had 170 pounds of cocaine in his St. John the Baptist Parish home. Andy Field, ABC News.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot.
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
It was like a
week.
Everyone was excited and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
But we're coming to a town near you all across the state of Wisconsin.
Mike and Dom kicking it all off in Wausau this Thursday starting at 4 p.m. Live from Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, 1230 AM, 98.9 FM.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
NightingaleMPLS.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up,
stand up. They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, hitting cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Katagita, all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You're absolutely right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, a lot going on in Turtle Island. We got a couple guests here, Angie Vig coming up and with Vig Guitars. And also we have Maren Hardy, who's a co-founder of Spirit Core Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about her journey and what she does for the community. But first, it is the 79th birthday of Leonard Peltier. And Leonard's been in prison for so long. And there's a rally in Washington, D.C., and I understand that 38 people have been arrested outside the White House. They've been at the White House, and they've also rallied yesterday around the state capitol. There's a lot of people we know out there. Haley, what else do we got going with that rally?
Yeah, Dega. So for some background on who Leonard Peltier is, so our relative and elder Leonard Peltier was wrongly convicted and sentenced for two deaths of two FBI agents who died during a 1975 shootout on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation. Mr. Peltier has now been in prison for over 29 years. Leonard was an AIM leader, and he was he's an enrolled member of the Turtle Mountain Chippewa tribe and of Lakota and Dakota descent. He is the longest Indigenous political prisoner who's been in prison for decades. Yes, today is his 79th birthday, and hundreds have traveled to gather outside of the White House today to demand Peltier's clemency and release. And you're right, yeah, 35 protesters were arrested, and we had reporting live from Washington, D.C., our good friend Rachel Dion Thunder, who is a member of the Indigenous Protectors Movement and AIM. Both her parents were also in AIM, too, but Rachel gave us an update that all the arrestees have been cited, released, and are now safe. So I know that one of the protesters who were arrested was Dallas Goldtooth. Wow. So, and I know we have a speech too. So why don't we go ahead and listen to what Dallas had to say out at the White House today?
Sounds good.
Years, 49 years, our relative has been locked up. Too long. 5 decades too long. A travesty, an injustice. This nation prides itself on justice. Well, it's glaring right in the face that there is no justice on stolen land. our grandfather, our uncle, an individual I grew up seeing and hearing my entire life, is still locked up. He is an elder now, and he deserves to be amongst his people and his community. He deserves to be back on the land. That is why we are here. So make some noise for our relative, Leonard Peltier.
Yes. So among those arrested, also Indian Collective CEO and President Nick Tilson. Again, you know, actor, activist Dallas Goldtooth, Fawn Sharp, NCAI President Sonny Redbear, Indian Action Organizer, tons of people, but happy to report that they are released and safe now.
Yeah, this is a big deal. 79 years old, in the prison for wrongfully, well, he isn't even in prison anymore for committing murder. He's aiding and abetting to two people that were, their charges were dropped for murder. So really, who's he aiding and abetting? And I always bring this up, Haley. I'm a broken record when it comes to this, is that the people that, the cops that killed George Floyd that were aiding and abetting got 2 years. He's been in for 45 years.
Exactly. And he has been eligible for parole for many years too, I've been hearing, and nothing's been done.
Well, the next year, I think, is in 2024. And yeah, there's just, you know, I don't know if you remember this or old enough to remember this, but, you know, the 90s, it was a big push. You had Robert Redford do the produce the documentary incident in Ogallala, and all these people years later after he was arrested, so this was the 80s, early 90s, said that he's been a patsy. Even the people that convicted him said that he did not get a fair trial. And so here we are, so many years ahead. You know, we thought Clinton would pardon him, we thought Obama would pardon him, and even Trump was talking about pardoning him just to make the FBI mad, you know. And so we just also had Haley, an officer out of the Minneapolis office, I can't remember her name, but we've had her on the show, where she just said that it's indoctrined in the FBI. When you're trained as an FBI agent, this is one of the first things they talk about, is this Leonard Peltier and how he should stay in prison. And, you know, they just give him the one-sided facts. So it's a culture in the FBI that have kept him in. And now it's a culture of the prison system that's kept the longest political prisoners held political prisoner in United States history. And he needs to get out for his last few years of his life.
Yeah, he's already missed so much time, so many sacred moments with relatives, family, ceremonies, all of that, that he'll never be able to get back. And yes, we just urge everyone listening to call the White House. You can write to Leonard if you go to leonardpeltier.org or freeleonard.org/case. His address will be on there too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a sad deal. It really we talk about the injustice of the justice system, and we have people like Trump that has 78 indictments, who've claimed that he could shoot somebody down Park Avenue or Fifth Avenue and still win the presidency. And here we are, soon to have an election come up again with Biden and Trump again. And now it's just really sad, disheartening, and it's real. You know, we talk about freeing Leonard Peltier every day. At the end of the show, you say free Leonard Peltier now. And it's a thing where, as a Native American, if this can happen to him, it can happen to you.
Yeah, I was just going to say that this could happen to any one of our relatives. And Leonard still being kept in prison just goes to show that this is how the government can hold us as natives, as a community, and keep us oppressed.
Yeah, definitely. So our thoughts and prayers are definitely to the people in Washington, D.C. Stay strong and speak loud and don't hold back. And again, being arrested, what happened, it looked like, was that they were pushing people away from the fence at the White House, and then they put up another barrier and then started arresting people. So the police were ready, and so that's always interesting too, because I've been out there for protests myself in D.C. on other things, whether it's pipelines or MMIW or you know, Dakota Access Pipeline, and that's never really happened before, where they're just, these are savage Indians and we got to put them in their place, let's arrest them and move, push them back. So you know, we're acknowledging Leonard Peltier's birthday, 79th birthday, and the rally in Washington, D.C. for his immediate release. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Back to school season is here. And while this is an exciting time for parents, kids, and educators, let's not forget how far we've come in our battle against COVID-19. We're in a better place, but COVID-19 is still here, and we need to continue to help protect our communities. With the flurry of new schedules and classrooms, let's not overlook the fundamentals of staying safe. Wash your hands regularly and watch for any symptoms like fever, chills, a cough, or shortness of breath. Should you or someone you know have COVID-19 symptoms, stay home and get tested. Find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us. Let's have this back-to-school season be a time of renewed commitment to our collective health and brighter future for our Native communities. Again, find more tips on continuing to be safe at health.state.mn.us.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
Outfront Minnesota is a driving force behind LGBTQ plus advocacy in our state, and they're gearing up to honor our state's monumental achievements in protecting our LGBTQ plus neighbors. While other states took steps backwards, Minnesota had the greatest advance in LGBTQ plus rights in 10 years. We showed that Minnesota is committed to affirming our values as a state that trusts individuals to make informed decisions about their bodies and lives, while also taking pride in delivering exceptional health care and supporting communities in need. We passed a conversion therapy ban and a trans refuge bill. And now Upfront Minnesota is ready to lead Minnesota towards even a brighter future. To celebrate, Outfront Minnesota is hosting their annual gala, where we bring in together more than 700 guests at Allianz Field on Thursday, September 14th. The event celebrates a year of legislative wins while honoring diverse communities propelling Minnesota forward into next year. Again, that's Thursday, September 14th at Allianz Field, with a dinner at 6 and party at 8. So come celebrate Minnesota's progress on LGBTQ plus rights and order your tickets at outfront.org.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1 U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACD's Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3.
Hey, awesome. We'll be there. We love to check it out every Thursday. It's a big gathering here on Franklin Avenue in the corridor here of Native Americans here in Minneapolis. Hey, we are here with Maren Hardy, and she's co-founder of Spirit Corps Service, and really excited to have you on. We had a great talk. We talked to each other at the State Fair, and we're really excited to have you on the show.
Thanks, Robert. Hi, Haley. Thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about the history of Spirit Corps Service and some things that are happening. We're going to have you on for a couple segments here, but we want to make sure that we have the call to action with what's happening on Thursday.
Sure. Actually, it's Spirit Care Services, And Spirit Care Services is a waiver company doing homemaker work for our Native American elders in our community. My best friend and I, Maxine McCullough, we were, you know, she's super business smart, and I've always worked with elders at the Division of Indian Work. I ran that program for 9 years when it was MAAA. And I've never really left doing work, outreach work. I worked at the wall and navigation work for the city, but you know, that can be really hard on the heart after a while. And I still know that I'm supposed to be helping, doing something. And I just love working with the elders. And she, you know, we were talking and she said, why don't we figure out something to do with elders? And the more research we did, the more we realized that our Native American elders are the least served population with waivers of any ethnic group. And the sad thing is they're not even told about the waivers by their insurance companies or their case managers. And when they are, it's even more disheartening because they're told that if they get these certain hours or if they go over a certain amount of hours, they'll lose their home, or they discourage more hours, when really what Spirit Care Services is all about is making them more independent, making their homes more comfortable. This is the golden years. Let us give back due to doing what you've always done for us.
Absolutely. And I apologize, I can't read my own handwriting here. Spirit Care Services. Yeah.
That's a
great name. And also it says a lot. So let's talk about the history. You guys started this, and talk about what you do for the clients, and just let everyone know out there too, especially in Indian country, that there's a business like this that can help you.
Absolutely. So what we do is we're starting off slowly, and it's mostly chore work, meal delivery service that we will be doing, partnering with Lutheran Social Services, which is a huge help with us. We're doing transportation, taking them to appointments, light cleaning, dishes, laundry, garbage. Just the menial stuff that gets in the way. You know, it's the older we get, Lord knows, it's harder to bend over, or it's harder to lift something, or, you know, and we just want to make sure that we do everything to take care of that for you. Oftentimes it's spent driving to maybe Salvation Army to do stuff like that. And for me, I just love hearing their stories. I love being around them. It's just a pleasure. I don't even feel like I'm working. And I love doing what I do. I took an elder last week to get him all completely signed up at public housing. And we got all of his documents in that same day.
Wow.
So it's just so gratifying.
What's considered an elder? I know I'm an elder in my tribe at 62 years old. And well, they like to call me baby elder, but we have elite elders that are 70. What's the age criteria?
Well, the thing is, with waivers, you can either get a caddy waiver or an elder. When you turn 65, you get an elder waiver. And lots of times, I mean, I've talked to numerous elders who, you know, just kind of transition into rolling their caddy waiver over. They can leave the caddy and go to an elder waiver, but they like what they're, it's basically the same thing. But we have, you know, it's 62, 65. I got my AARP card at 50. I mean, I kind of guess it's how you feel that day, right?
Yeah. And when you were talking about bending over, yes, I do have issues with bending over. I need new shoes, which in the olden days, I wore cowboy boots. And I think if I wore those now, I'd be crippled or
at least
sitting down for a week.
One thing I want to say with this work, you know, we were so streamlined. We were really handheld through like Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's office, Mackenzie Nolan's being awesome. We have great connections. Jamie Vigor at the state, DHS, like really, because they know that it's just not okay with our elders, and especially in South Minneapolis with our opioid crisis and the fentanyl crisis, that, you know, it's just not safe for them to walk around and take the bus where they used to be able to walk outside 2400 Bloomington and hop on the bus. Now they're targets.
Right.
And it's just really not okay. So they have been instrumental in expediting our licensure.
Can you tell people how to get a hold of you for this service, and, you know, a call to action, whether it's a Facebook or a phone number or even
Absolutely.
Those websites?
Yes. And our website is hopefully we'll be up in the next couple of weeks. But again, like I said, we didn't think we'd even be this far. All of a sudden we were like, okay, well, we're approved. And we're just super grateful to everyone who's helped. but they can always reach me at Maren, M-A-R-E-N, at spiritcareservices.com, or Max, M-A-X, at spiritcareservices.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm everywhere. I mean, I never leave South Minneapolis. I'm born and raised, so I'm not going too far. Worked at DIW for, 10 years. So it's a pleasure to be in the community.
Well, you sound like me. I'm a St. Pauler, and it's hard for me to get a little scared and sweaty when I go across the river there to Minneapolis. Say, Haley, my nanny, your Gaga, has had a kind of a situation like this recently, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Mara. And so it was just really great to talk with you out at the state fair. Really enjoyed our conversation. And I just really took a hold to the organization because of my Gaga, my grandmother. Kind of just throughout my life, I've always it's been passed on kind of taking care of my grandmother, just with her situation. My grandparents are divorced. And so I've been in charge of helping my grandma get on food stamps or apply for housing. And it is so much work, and there's so much that goes into it. And there's so much time that it takes to fill out all these forms and get approved for housing and submit all this paperwork. And my grandma, she doesn't drive, so she doesn't have transportation to get to these appointments. So right. I just want to say big Pina Gigi to you and everyone in the organization and Spirit Care Services for building an organization that does something like this for our elders. Because, there was no one for me and my Gaga when we needed help. And my Gaga right now, she is very lucky. We're very lucky, very blessed to have her. She's currently at the Elders Lodge right now, and it's really working out for her. And we're looking to find activities and transportation for our elders so they're not cooped up in, these apartments or these buildings all day, 7 days a week. Right. And I think the main thing into why we need to put so much resources into our elders is because that they pass down these traditions and all of this knowledge that they have to give to us. So we just really need to take care that we need to make sure that they're healthy physically, spiritually, in every way. So
exactly. Yeah. Aho. I think one of the big things with Spirit Care Services is making it more like a community again. It's like Elders Lodge, Bendigain, St. Paul Homes, Little Earth. What our vision is, making it so we do more things as a group, going out on field trips, getting out of the house. There's powwow trail. We don't have transportation for that. And I think that people just, with COVID, people forgot. And, it's time to get back in that cycle of making sure that they're the ones first. I mean, when our grandmother got put, when she went to assisted living and then a nursing home, we made sure that there was a visit every single day. It's lonely, the isolation. And with our historical trauma, we don't want that, I'll be there, not show up sort of thing. It's like dependability, reliability, honesty, and compassion is everything that is on our forefront. And it's just so important that we remember that. And our employees, and both Maxine and I we're really passionate about this. It's something that it's not just a business. This is what we do. This is who we are as a people. And especially us as a Native people, this is how we were raised. Mm-hmm. And it's just that I think a lot of it with society and everything on and everything moving, and especially in South Minneapolis with what's going on, we've forgotten that.
Yeah, it's a great reminder. And what a great way to help our community. And you've had all these years of experience of helping our community. So this is like dead on, especially with what Haley's grandmother, Gaga, and my nanny has gone through, just the red tape and who can they trust, And so,
right. Yeah.
That's, yeah, huge.
That is huge because they don't tell them about it. So getting the assessment is huge. And it's just, so we're going to be hand holding people to do that. And I tell them, I'm a tsunami. These case managers won't see me coming. And we're going to just keep on running right over people until we get exactly what they deserve.
All right. Hey, we're here with Maren Hardy, and we are the co-founder of Spirit Care Services, and we're going to talk a little bit more in the next segment. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
My Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Ankrut. Then at 6, the Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. The CDC signing off on updated COVID booster shots for Moderna and Pfizer. They target the newest circulating strains.
It's to protect you from the serious consequences that this virus still can have.
CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen encouraging everyone over 6 months old to get the updated shot. Emergency workers uncovering more than 1,500 bodies in flooding wreckage in Derna, Libya. They fear the number of dead could surpass 5,000 people. House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark says House Speaker McCarthy ordering an impeachment inquiry into President Biden is giving in to the extreme wing of the Republican Party.
There is no agenda except chaos and division. They are only interested in advancing MAGA extremism.
Oklahoma City Mayor David Holt unveiled a proposal for a new $900 million downtown arena for the NBA's Thunder. This is ABC News.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human affected climate change, is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
A week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Well, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how. Everybody's joking now.
DeVette.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by JS Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, bringing you only the best coffee roasted to perfection.
Hey, try Steve's Blend. That's the dark roast. I love that. It wakes me up every morning, and it smells and tastes so good. Wow, we just did a live read there, Haley. We should have recorded that for a commercial. But hey, Haley, before we get to our guest here, We have some tickets we need to give out here real quick, and I'm wondering if you could just run down what's going on with, you know, Corey Medina, you know, and all those cats.
Yes, Corey Medina and Brothers plus Ray Bonneville will be playing 8 p.m. this Friday the 15th at the Cedar Cultural Center in Minneapolis. We got a pair of tickets to give away, so we're going to give them to a caller. If you're going to call in right now, the number is 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Call us right now for a chance to win these tickets to see Corey Medina Brothers and Ray Bonneville at the Cedar Cultural Center this Friday in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I'm feeling bad. I'll be at Wisconsin Dells for our general counsel for Ho-Chunk Nation, and hopefully I won't be removed as a representative. So let's keep our fingers crossed. No, I'm just kidding. We're here with Maren Hardy, and she's co-founder of Spirit Care Services, and we have like an event coming up that I'd really like to talk about and really drive home what's going on here. Thank you so much for coming on. Maren, you're on mute.
And that's my bad.
Oh,
that's all right. I'm not even touching my computer. I got this cup just in case.
Oh yeah, thank you. No, I'm not touching the computer once I got it set up. So no. One thing I do want to shout out to is Lutheran Social Services they've been a huge part of this trellis, huge part of this. And the governor's office, and DHS, they have been just instrumental with bringing us along, and we cannot thank them enough. And so this Thursday, we are having the Native American Elders Picnic 2023, which we've not had since 2017 because of COVID. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am. And I just have to mention this right away before, because I'm bursting. I had a call with Mackenzie Nolan today, and we are going to declare that Native American Elder Day. They made a proclamation.
Nice. Absolutely. Well, I can dig that. What are the hours of the get-together?
Sure. So the Elders Picnic, it's from 11 a.m. until bingo's over, really. You know, can't rush bingo or there will be a riot, right? It's just at Minnehaha Falls Main Pavilion. We have raffle prizes, bingo, AICDC, Mike Gozzi's providing the meat, Grant Snyder, shout out to him, he's making the sides, Haskell's is donating the water. Every Native agency has stepped up to provide raffle prizes or rides or their swag bags. We have DHS coming, Trellis, Senior Linkage Line, LSS, DHS, if I've said that again, every agency's coming, they're going to table. It's just, we have a photo booth coming, and it's just super excited about that. And it's one of the open air ones. So people, you know, this is with the booth, and then people can stand behind it so we can get groups of people in there with all the hats and stuff.
Wow, that sounds great. And a good up to Mike Gozzi, Ho-Chunk Nation, another Ho-Chunker. Right on. Yeah. So, let's just go, where is that going to be again?
Sure. This is right next to Sea Salt at the Main Pavilion.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, well, that's walking distance for me. That's awesome. Oh,
there you go. Right across the bridge. And the nice thing is for elders who are driving or getting rides, it's that circle roundabout right there, and you can get dropped off there. And then it's right next to there. It's right next to the restrooms. It's covered, but it's good. The creator has just made it a perfect day. It's supposed to be 82. Little breezy and just warm and perfect. Sal Pacheco's our grill master. It's just Sheena Benitez from the Division of Indian Work is our co-host founder, along with, of course, DIW. And again, the love that the community is showing for the elders is overwhelming. It's just super exciting.
Wow, that is exciting. What a great thing for the community. And you know, we are blessed here. You talked about the governor and making it Elders Day. We're really blessed here. We talk about this a lot in Minnesota. We're all over Wisconsin. We're on 18 stations in the Civic Media Network. And I like showing off Minnesota because we do have a governor that gets it. And it's because the lieutenant governor is in his left or right ear telling him what's going on. And It's really been a great last couple of years here, especially with the trifecta.
Agreed. Agreed. And especially with, you know, they've allocated those funds for the Native Elders for these waivers. And I'll tell you, again, with Mackenzie, we've had meetings with her. She wants to be abreast of what's going on. These agencies aren't doing what they're supposed to do, they want to know about it. And that is so reassuring to us at Spirit Care, because we're boots on the ground, right? I am out here with them every single day. Maxine is the behind the scenes, something I could never do. I would have folded in a second if I had to do what she's doing. But it's just, you know, there's a lot of not very good people out here who are mistreating our elders, and they trust and believe they will be reported. And I worked for the city as an outreach worker. And when I first started there, I was told not to be myself, you know, not because I'm very outspoken about when I see misinjustices. And I just thought, I can't. When you want the truth, you give me the heads up. But with this work, I'm going to speak about what I see, and I'm going to act on that, because I have nothing to lose and everything to gain for these elders.
Absolutely. And that's really refreshing to hear, too, because there are so many, whether it's relatives, whether it's neighbors that are abusing our elders, that's all needs to stop. And what a, you know, I just got to give you a big shout out. Haley and I were really excited to get you on the show, too, because of the excitement that we felt from you, and also just the good heart of what you're doing and doing for our elders. It's really kind of why we do the show here, too. It's to spread good stuff out there in the airwaves that's happening in our community, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, miigwech, Robert. I appreciate hearing that, and I can't say it enough. Both Maxine and I know we've been best friends for so long. But we are so yin and yang. Like, I mean, again, shout out to Max, because again, I could never do this. And I mean, I love the people. I don't know computers. I don't know. I had to have her do a test Zoom to make sure I was up and it worked. But we're such a great team effort, because, you know, she's done this work herself also. And she knows it's just so important. And it's not just in Native American country, you know, not just in Indian country, in any, you know, all the communities, especially the ones of color, you know, where they're forgotten, low income, right. You know, her dad lives in a high rise, low income housing, and there's much, it's needed there too. And it's, you know, there comes a point in time when the people who make the laws are the ones who will never need those laws. And that needs to change. And I'm not afraid to speak on that.
Right on. Yeah, definitely. Haley, do you got any last comments? Marn, before we let her go, this is just really, really, really a good show here, and really feel the heart and spirit coming through. And again, I apologize for mispronouncing Spirit Care Services.
Yes. Marn, yeah, just again, big thank you for coming on and joining us today. And I look forward. I will make it out there Thursday. It might be a couple hours late, but I'll definitely be out there Thursday. So
awesome.
I'm excited. I'll bring my bingo daubers and
that's right.
Yeah, join my elders. So it should be a good day.
Miigwech, you guys. Gigawaba Minin.
Well, before you go, Marn, I just want you to just shoot out how we can get people can get in touch with you again.
Great. So our business number, if people want that, they can, if no one answers, always leave a message. 612-295-0224. Or you can email me, Marin@spiritcareservices.com, Max@spiritcareservices.com, or Facebook. I mean, absolutely. And, you know, my cell phone number, I don't mind giving it out, because I answer it for everything. That's what I work off of. And my cell is 612-448-4455. But again, it's we love this. So it's not really hard work when you really love what you do. I've always done outreach. You know, it's a joy.
Right on. Well, we got to have you on again, and I really appreciate you stopping in and doing this work for the community. And strong community makes strong people. And thank you so much for coming on.
You got it. Thanks, you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Yes, and you Haley, will.
Haley, will okay. See you tomorrow. See you.
Yeah. Thursday. Yeah.
All right. Wow, that was awesome. What, you know, that's
so good.
Yeah, and just to amplify and accentuate businesses like that that help the community is just so important, and so important for us to do here on Native Roots Radio. And hats off to you, Haley, for getting this interview together. And it was really great running into Marn at the state fair. And what else can we say?
Yeah, well, the state fair was just awesome in general. We are still waiting, though, for our lucky caller for these tickets for Ray Bonneville, Corey Medina, and Brothers 8 p.m. Friday at the Cultural Center here in Minneapolis. Again, if you want these tickets, go ahead and give us a call. The number here is 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Go ahead and give us a call.
Yeah, we should play some of Corey's music here in the last minute. I wonder if I could just find a groovy song he does here.
Have you seen them before?
Yeah, well, I've seen Corey, like I said, a couple times. He was at the fair and played 2 days in a row the year before. Then I gave him a Resist shirt. And then next thing I know, he was up in Duluth playing in this huge concert up there. And he rocked it, and he was wearing the Resist shirt, the Native Roots Radio Resist shirt. So it was like, it was awesome. And it was really sad too, because, you know, we can hear music at the booth, as you know, when we were at the fair, and he wasn't invited back. So they don't invite people back 2 years in a row, but hopefully he'll be back next year because he rocked it.
Yeah.
Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and up next we got Angie Vig, and we're going to be talking some music and some things, and it's always good to talk to her of Vig Guitars. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh. Oh. Hey, I got to play a little Corey. She's going to play a little Corey Medina here real quick. Right in the way you try to change.
this mess of me. Hiding away, fighting the way, trying to change this mess of me.
Hey, that's kind of a mellow song for a song from Corey. Corey's usually rocking, so I picked the wrong song here on YouTube because he's a heck of a rocker. Hey, Angie, good to see you. How are things going?
Oh, really good. Yeah, Corey, man, that groove, like his whole sound is just a laid back groove, and just everything. We just love everything about him. And I'm really excited that he's going to be at the Cedar Culture Center this weekend, but we can't go. Ted, my husband, fills in on bass for him down here sometimes.
Oh, so wow.
It's pretty fun. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Small world, huh? That's
yeah,
great.
Yeah, small, big world.
Yeah, I really like his groove. And not only that, he's a stand-up guy. And it's always cool to be able to talk to somebody that's a musician that you kind of look up to and they don't disappoint. He's a really great down to earth dude.
Yeah. He's really genuine and great.
So what,
yeah,
Haley,
I missed you at the fair.
Yeah, I know. We had the kids running it, and it was a million degrees. So, you know, but we did really well, and it was good to see you. Haley, isn't there some kind of anniversary guitar coming out that you and Angie were talking about?
Well, I saw an article today. I just thought we could talk about it. There was the Pearl Jam's Legend's second signature Strat is vastly more affordable. They're talking about coming out with a Mike Fender's making a Mike McCready's iconic 1960 Stratocaster. They're remaking it or something, and it's going to be more accessible for buyers.
Yeah, they're reissuing it, and so his original one, like those, go for sort of like 15,000. You know, a lot of artists' signature guitars are really expensive. So they like to make the affordable ones, like made out of the country somewhere, like Mexico or, you know, somewhere, and they're awesome. And you can get them at a more affordable price. His Strat is really cool. So Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, you know, he was really influenced by blues and by Steve Ray Vaughan. And Steve Ray Vaughan had his number one Strat, and it was that one that's really beat up looking. It's like a tobacco burst Stratocaster, and it's really worn. The body is, it's like just worn. And so it looks like Mike's signature Strat is like that. And it's just really awesome. And it's awesome that he's gonna have one that's more affordable.
Hey, Angie,
everybody loves Pearl Jam.
Yeah, and I can't remember the guitar player's name or the bass player's name, and he has a foundation where he builds skate parks in reservations. That's his number one thing that he's been doing for years. It's a Chapman, or I can't remember his name, but a friend of mine volunteered for his organization and was really big into it. Tell everybody where you're at real quick, too, before I forget, because you talk a little bit about Big Guitars, because we love supporting native businesses.
Yeah, so I have a business on Snelling Avenue in St. Paul. It's called Big Guitars. We're at 595 Snelling Avenue North, and we're the biggest repair shop in town. And then we sell stuff too. And Ted makes hand-one pickups. And those that are online can see, I'm just going to point at these pickups. He custom hand-winds these pickups for guitars around town. And a lot of players in town have them, including Corey.
Right on.
Yeah, so you can listen to his pickups.
So if I was to come into Big Guitars, would there be some celebrities that I would run into? Or do you not name drop who comes in there, like Corey, and I know Roya was there, Taylor was there a couple weeks ago, and so there's some local celebrities like that.
Oh yeah, Keith Sokol has been here, Mitch Wangel, and then you know all of Blue Dog, the Blue Dog band.
Yeah.
Pretendians come in, and you know we've had some national people too, but we focus on the locals.
Right on. That's a good point. How was your fair? I know that we had you on, and we were talking about the fact that it was still easily accessible to the fair. It was not a big traffic jam in front of your business. How did it go?
No, it was great. There's a lot of people who were in town that stopped in. So it was great meeting people from wherever, and they made a point to stop in. And yeah, it's never congested out on Snelling, and except in the morning and in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun.
I wish we could have gone out more, but it was so hot, and now it's chilly. Ugh.
Yeah, it is. Hey, I went and saw Brandi Carlile, probably one of the best concerts I've seen in so long, and you know, Wendy's a ticket snob, so we were in the 10th row, and we were rocking, and she was throwing out picks, and I was missing those. But I really appreciate live music, and she must record live because she sounds the same live as she does on her CDs and records.
You know, she's just one of those musicians that just, I mean, she gives her all every single show, and she just, you know, she really helped Wynonna Judd this past year after she lost her mother, and they really bonded, and Wynonna gives such a great show, and it's just so great seeing these women doing just incredible shows and headlining, and yeah,
right.
it's just awesome.
Not only that, Angie, when, as you probably know, Wynonna was her opening act, and yeah. That was amazing, and I've never really, not a big country fan, but they sang a couple songs together. Well, Wynonna did a set too, but they sang a couple rock and roll songs together that took some serious pipes, and they were both giving me chills. I was going, whoa, Wynonna can sing.
Yeah, she's pretty great. She's going to be at Mystic, I think, next month or in 2 months. I would suggest going to see her there. It's pretty intimate. It's great.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So what else we got going on here? It looks like you got some swag or something that we can come
in. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's time. It's time for the football. And we got
That's awesome.
Purple and gold shirts. Just in time for football season. And then, well, I'm not going to show this, but we also have the other color, too, of green.
Right. Well, we got a big listening audience in Wisconsin, so that's okay. They didn't have to see that though. We got a minute left. Let's give the address again one more time, and I really appreciate you stopping in and checking in.
Oh yeah, 595 Snellingen Avenue North in St. Paul. I also wanted to add in a few things. My mother, she is turning 70 this weekend, so good.
Wow.
Celebrate that Mindamuye, and we're really excited, and I'm very blessed to still have her, and she's just wonderful. She had hip surgery, so she's got a new hip, and she's ready to go. So we're really excited to celebrate her to this weekend.
So right
happy
on.
Birthday, Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. Pinigigi for stopping in, Angie. We really appreciate you and what you do for the community, and you do it in a good way. So again, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, everyone stop in sometime. We're always here.
Right.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or Cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm